Thanks to great deals like zero-interest loans, car sales held strong in the last half of last year. But one segment of the auto industry didn't need to offer anything to keep cruising along. From Denver, Aaron Schachter reports luxury cars have plenty of buyers.
While GM, Chrysler, and Ford lured car buyers to their showrooms with 0% financing on their pickup trucks, SUVs, and sedans like the Taurus, for a more elite segment of the car industry, no gimmicks were required.
Well, the two cars we have here today are the DB7s. One is the coupe and the other one is the Volant, which is the convertible.
How much do these cars sell for?
They're just a mere $160,000 for the coupe and $170,000 for the convertible.
Jack Terhar of Sil Terhar Motors in Broomfield, Colorado, jokes about the sticker prices on these Aston Martins. But even though the James Bond movie featuring the new DB7 isn't out yet, the cars are sold out. Here at the Denver Auto Show, throngs of people play race car driver and kick the tires of Aston Martins, Porsches, Jaguars, and other luxury cars. There are four Hummers on display, $100,000 and up four-wheel drive trucks once used exclusively by the military. Steve Bassett, who's driving his second, says it's obvious why the wealthy continue to buy.
The fact of the matter is that people that can go and drop $100,000 on a car that's not going to be their everyday practical transportation are not necessarily affected by this kind of economy downswing.
Anecdotal perhaps, but it's proven to be true. Dealers say the cars over $65,000 have been consistent sellers over the past year. But Porsche North America's Ed Stimmel says it's Porsche's lower-end cars, the ones that sell for a mere $42,000, that are gathering dust.
The people at the lower levels, they were the ones that were stretching a bit to buy the cars, whereas people in the higher levels, their income may have dropped 15% or so, but they still have more than enough to buy the more expensive vehicles.
And for those who don't, automakers are fiercely promoting a classification of luxury car called entry lux. Buyers are quickly snapping up the cars, which range from the mid-20s to mid-30s. Tom Libby is an analyst with the automotive research firm J.D. Power & Associates.
There is a theory that they're hurting their images, and I happen to believe in that theory, but the people who are aspiring, the people who are reaching up, I don't think that they have that mindset. I think their mindset is, wow, I could get a Mercedes for $25,000, and they're not thinking about the image, you know, effects long-term on Mercedes. They're just thinking, wow, I could actually get a Mercedes for $25,000. So the thinking is, why not?
In fact, BMW and Volvo, among others, will roll out for the first time in 2004 a few sub-luxury class models for about $20,000. Jack Terhar of Sil Terhar Motors sells not just Aston Martins, but also Volvos, Jaguars, and Lincolns. He says manufacturers are not diluting their brands, quite the contrary.
What they're trying to do is get the entry-level buyer. For example, the Volvo S40 now is a pretty affordable car in the mid-20s. And what they're trying to do is bring that consumer into the marketplace young and then keep them in the Volvo family and grow into the more luxurious cars as they move along.
But if you still think of buying a luxury car as a way to stand out from the crowd, Terhar says he can get you on the waiting list for a $170,000 Aston Martin. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Schachter in Denver.